Okay, welcome back to Tzavas HaRivash. We are on page Tezayin in the edition that I'm using. Today's shiur is dedicated by David and Karen Fischoff in honor of the memory of Mrs. Edith Fischoff. Okay, let's begin. Here we go. Mikol makom yizache l'dveikus machmas hisbodedus. Person merits to dveikus through hisbodedus, his meditation or seclusion. Secluded meditation would be the way to do it. That's already an idea that we know from the Sefer Reishis Chochma, which precedes a lot of these writings. The idea that it is a great way to reach Dveikus is through Hisbodedus. So Yizka Machas Vaz Bnei Adam Machmas Shekosef Razei Torah Machmas Yichudim. So one can have Dveikus through Hisbodedus, or writing secrets of the Torah, or by performing Yichudim, acts of unification. So there's three Yisodas here in the Tzavas HaRivash. Number one, the power of Hisbodedus. We're going to develop that later on in Rabbi Nachman and many others. Number two is also this idea of, you know, after that, Razei HaTorah, learning the secrets of the Torah, the mysteries of the Torah, which Chassidus is going to demystify in the sense that it's not something that we need to stay away from. And we're going to learn why our generation needs to access some more of the Razei HaTorah, the secrets of the Torah, returning to the study of the Kabbalah. And number three, performing Yichudim. Yichudim are special unifications. We're going to learn that when we get to Tzvi Kluger and others. Yichudim are unifying all aspects of creation together. So Gushiasa Yichudim, and when a person does perform Yichudim, one should meditate, Be'osasha Be'gadusla Yisbarach Kvikoko, God's greatness to the best of your ability. Be'gam Shiazahir Be'chatzos U'lechaber Yom V'layla. And you should also be careful, as a fourth Eitzah, you should also be careful about awaking at midnight, Tikun Chatzos, joining the evening with the day, joining the day and the night, with having both filled with Torah and Tefillah. The Mekubalim were very, very strong on this idea of the virtue of joining the night to the day, meaning you take the night, which is Chatzos, and you wake up and have it slide into the day itself, the morning, with Torah and Tefillah. Rav Chaim Vital and many others were very, very into this idea. You could see even in the sort of mainstream writers, the Magen Avram and the Shelah and many others also talk about this idea. Now, Isa B'Sifra. It says in the Medrash Sifra, the Medrash Sifra is the Medrashim that are on Sefer Vayikra. So it says B'Sifra, Osa Yetzahara Taviru Milavavchem, remove the Yetzahara from your heart. Kishem Shehu Yechidi Be'olam, meaning just as God is unique and singular in the world. Kach Tiyeh Avodaschem Yuchedes Lefanav, so too your service should be singularly devoted to Hashem. Meaning, remove everything else. Person should not be divided over their loyalty. It is singularly towards God, as it says in Koheles. Elokim also, God has made a person upright. Sheyiru milafonav. Regomer behema b'chu cheshbon amroim. Right, and but we always find ways of getting out of it. Shemikoach rabos machshavas misbal, because your many thoughts cause you to be confused. It throws you off as you're thinking in all different directions. Rambam writes in Amor Nevuchim that the Kadosh Baruch Hu made us straight and upright, but we always find a way to twist everything, make a balagan out of everything, and that leads to a lot of our problems. B'yachshov, one should have in mind, shekol dover sheyesh ba'olam hakol malei mahaboris barach shmo, b'chol dvarim hanasim mekoach machshavas b'nei adam, that everything in the world is filled with Hashem, and everything that comes about through the thoughts of man, through the b'nei adam, through humans, all of it, with his various devices, even the smallest thing in the world, even the smallest things in the world comes from Hashem. That's hashkacha. That is bitachon. And therefore, it should make no difference to you whether your goal was achieved or not. At the end of the day, hakol ma'abor yisparach, everything's from Hashem. V'hu yodea shekein tovlo, and He knows exactly what's good for you. Shelo yiyeh nasa kamo shahaya beretzoneinu. And therefore, as everything comes from Hashem, you know what is best. You know that it is best for you when things don't happen the way you want it. Yachshav, and you should also think, Shahakol ben Olam Hagilgal, ben Olam Hamalachim, ve Olam Hakise, that whether it be in the everything, whether it is in the world of the Galgalim, which is the spheres, the world of the angels, or the world of the throne, three different places, let's just finish the thought and then we'll explain what this means. All of it is nothing before Hashem. Right? All of it is nothing before Hashem. So now we're going to get into some really deep stuff. It's referring here to the classic idea we've come back to, that Tanya speaks about at length, the world of Asiya, Yetzira, and Beria. There's a continuum. This world is a world where everything manifests itself in a very physical way. You move up the continuum and it becomes more spiritual as you go up. It's a blend. It's not one world, two world, three world. It's sort of a continuum that goes all the way up. And therefore, everything in all these different domains, these three domains, is nothing before Hashem. Why? What does that mean? Shekulam heim betoch chalal hatzimtzum ora, because all of it emerges within the empty space where God contracted his light. V'hakol nasa b'dibur echad, and in that moment, everything came into being. The concept of tzimtzum, huge. I mean, this Sabbos Rivash is so fundamental in terms of understanding Chassidus. The concept of tzimtzum is the concept of God's contraction, meaning God concealed his infinite light to make it possible for a world to exist. Otherwise, there would have been no possibility. Okay, so therefore, the tzimtzum itself calls derechad v'imkein lama lalim shach achar shum taiva. Therefore, why should one be drawn after any desire sheish ba'osan on these other worlds? Shakol eino rak dibur echad b'menu yisparach, because the ikar is God's expression. Umutav l'davek atzma lamala. And therefore, one should try to bypass those worlds and cling themselves above in the olamos of the bor yisparach. Shehu ikar, which is the ikar. Below l'davek b'tafel, and not to cleave oneself to the tafel. Bezeh kavonas ha-zohar. This is exactly what the Zohar means when the Zohar says that. Here's the quote. Let me just locate the quote. Zakayan inon sadikaya. How meritorious are the righteous? Diyodin l'shava reusan le'ela l'gabi malka. Who know how to fix their will upon the will of Hashem. Ila v'lav l'gabi almada ubisofa betila delay. And not upon this world and its vain desires. Why? Shesof kola most lachrev. Because at the end of the day, these worlds are all going to be annihilated anyways. Going to be wiped out. They're not sustainable forever. V'yachshov tamid v'yadabek atzmai. No one should contemplate constantly and cleave oneself to Hashem ba'ava gemor with an intense love. Shehu tov yoter mikol davar shalom, which is better than anything else in the world. Shekol davar tosha olam ha'kol mushrash bo yisbarach. For all good things in this world are rooted very much directly in HaKadosh Baruch Hu.